don't say for me to steal it, because I'll steal it like I stole it for sure. Pleasure always. You're welcome in the conversations anytime, sir. But yeah, you were talking about the Clender and 696. I'm only about a half a mile. I'm about a mile from the from that bridge crossing. I'm actually a half a mile north of 11. And Sean and I are not too far from one another. But another good spot was the interchange on 696 at Mound. There were a lot of places that you can get up the embankments and get up underneath there and hide underneath the overpasses to the interchange itself. You can tuck yourself up in there and not be seen. And my ex-wife worked in a restaurant in the area, and I used to, you know, take her to work in the morning. And because I think it was a few times one of our cars were in the shop or something. And I remember going westbound 696, approaching the Mound Loop, the loop around the tank buildings and everything. And you look up in there, and you see, like, the front grill of something. And it turned out to be state troopers kind of, like, found out about my idea. And so we get to the restaurant, and these state troopers come in, and I'm sitting there having coffee while my wife gets, the ex-wife gets started with her day. I said, were any of you guys sitting at the Mound, the underpass, overpass, semi-interchange thing? And he goes, yeah, we were just up there. I said, I thought I spotted you guys up there. He said, well, we heard that there were people that used to come up here and sit at night, so now we sit at night. And I kind of chuckled and laughed. I says, oh, so you found out about my hiding space. And they laughed, and they said, why, was it you? I said, yeah, I used to sit up there quite often in the Camaro that I have out in the parking lot. And so on and so forth. But like I said, back in the day, you get a chuckle out of it. Today, you know, they would have probably, if that happened, were to happen today, I'd probably get a few tickets or something or get in some kind of trouble.